Continuing now with the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Remember, if you ever miss an interview here on the program and you want to go back and you want to catch it and re-listen to it or send it to your friends or whomever, go to stevegruber.com. You can share the podcast, especially with important interviews like Raymond Tanter. You can share the knowledge. We encourage you to do so. You can also drop us a line at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Dr. Tanter, continuing now. Obviously, we've gotten to a point here that has been, 40 years in the making, give or take. And the pressure is there on this regime. Obviously, the economic pressure from these maximum sanctions is creating problems there. But is it also creating a volatility? I mean, are the Iranians desperate enough to go beyond attacking a Navy drone? Are they willing to go ahead and attack an American warship? How far do you think, how desperate are they?
Well, the New York Times had an article yesterday saying that President Trump had decided to launch airstrikes against missile sites and other targets in Iran and then called it off at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And one of the reasons why I think he called it off is because it was not clear what happens the next day. One thing about military action is that you have to have a plan for once you launch airstrikes, what are you going to do the next day and the next day and the next day?
Well, you're right about that, but let's be honest, Doctor. Through my entire lifetime, I've seen American military attacks that often had no plan for the next day.
And Steve, some of these plans for the next day that weren't there resulted in such situations as in Libya,
sure,
as in Iraq, as in Afghanistan. We're still in part in Libya. We're still in Iraq, and we're still in Afghanistan. It's one of the longest wars in history. So one has to have a strategy that looks at the unintended consequences of the use of military action. I'm not some kind of a dove. I'm just saying.
No, I understand that.
What you're doing.
Certain time. Well, you know, maybe he just had a pragmatic response. Some people say that it was his gut. He said, you know, let's wait up here. Let's not just go firing back. Let's wait and see. So I guess the measured response from the White House is something that, for the moment, I'm certainly giving them the benefit of the doubt. And how about you?
Oh, I give President Trump the benefit of the doubt on this, and he's taking his time. And that's the. And I hope my former colleagues at the White House, I was served on the National Security Council staff, are thinking through the secondary, tertiary consequences of the use of military force from the point of view of having some kind of a diplomatic outcome that will help resolve the issue. You can't use coercion without having a diplomatic component. And that's what coercive diplomacy is, Steve.
Sure. I guess I would not be surprised to see the Iranians escalate even farther, trying to get the United States to respond. What are your thoughts on that? I'll give you the last word, Doctor, as we sit here and evaluate what's going on between the United States and Iran. What do you think might happen next? And we'll leave it there.
Steve, I think there will be further tit-for-tat expectations on the part of the Iranian regime, but I don't think that President Trump will respond quickly. He will think through it. He knows that if you don't have a diplomatic solution, that the idea of maximum pressure and coercion might fail.
We'll keep an eye on it. Dr. Raymond Tanter, President of the American Committee on Human Rights, greatly appreciate your time, your insight, and your expertise, Doctor.
My pleasure.
It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. And, you know, you just can't put a price on that sort of thing. You know what? We didn't get to this week. I need to do this right now. It's the sexiest job of the week. And this week's sexiest job in construction. Bring me some music, Alex. We'll get to it. The sexiest job in construction comes from Troy, Michigan, where they need a heavy equipment mechanic. Are you a fan of innovation, risk-taking, high energy, and higher achievement, safe work practices? Well, Ajax Paving considers these core values. This team of paving contractors looking to hire a heavy equipment mechanic. The heavy equipment mechanic is responsible for performing basic troubleshooting and diagnosing of equipment malfunctions and failures. They are currently looking to hire three positions to join their team. For experienced heavy equipment mechanics, the compensation starts out at $24 an hour under the Teamsters 247 with a full benefits package. Not too shabby, huh? 3 to 5 years of mechanical experience with heavy equipment is preferred. Excellent problem-solving skills, strong knowledge of hydraulics, powertrain, electrical systems. Work well in a team environment. Honesty and trustworthiness, that's important. Plus excellent verbal and written communication skills. A good job starts with a great employer, and founded as a small asphalt company in 1951, Ajax has grown into a leader in the road construction industry and is one of the most sought after and expertly qualified paving contractors in Southeast Michigan. If you want to know more, go to stevegruber.com. Click on the sexiest job of the week link. Also go to Michigan Construction. Click on that link. It's all over the homepage at stevegruber.com. You can't miss it. We want you involved. That is the sexiest job of the week. Hey, and by the way, I want to bring something else to your attention. And that is, if you'd like to have a brand new reverse osmosis water system, and trust me, you want a brand new reverse osmosis water system in your house, in your cottage, in your place up north. You want this. Well, our good friends at Wolverine are making it possible for you to win one. That's right. You can win a system worth $2,700 from Wolverine. All you have to do is get signed up. And how do you do that, Steve? Well, here's how you do that. You go to stevegruber.com. You're starting to see a theme here. You go to stevegruber.com. You click on the Wolverine contest button. And away you go. You get a free water test to make sure your water is the way it should be. If it's not, they're going to tell you. They're going to help you out. And at the same time, you'll be entered to win this brand new reverse osmosis alkaline water system. It's the best water you will ever have. I guarantee it. The RO systems are fabulous. Again, go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Wolverine contest button and get entered to win a $2,700 RO system from our good friends at Wolverine. You do that right now. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.